It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Okay, ladies, for today's lesson, we're going to be in 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I've entitled this one, Do You Test Everything Against Scripture? And again, this is going to be another very, very important test. All the ones on discernment are going to be some of the most critical tests as we're going through 1 John. So I'm going to go ahead and read the verses to us. I'm going to start here in chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Again, this is going to be a very critical test because it's going to be talking about discernment and lining ourselves up against scripture in all that we are taking in with our reading, our listening, the people that we choose to entertain as far as the sermons that we listen to and the things that are being promoted out there in culture that are being said that they are being done in Jesus' name. And as we know, that's not always true. And I want to read a couple of things to you from a very good commentary that I got online. And it says, it's good to be a believer, but it's also good to be skeptical. As John says, do not believe every spirit. Chapter 4, verse 1. For the sake of your spiritual life and health, don't believe everything you hear, see, and read. Instead, test the spirits to see whether they are from God. That requires the ability to think biblically. The Greek text implies conducting a rigorous, ongoing examination of whatever and whomever you expose yourself to. Why go to all that trouble? Because many false prophets have gone into the world, as John tells us. The commentary goes on to say, Satan has effectively used enemies disguised as gifts to lure people away from the truth of God and into destructive error. Today's church is a particularly severe state of confusion because of its weak doctrine, relativistic thinking, worldly methodology, inaccurate interpretation of Scripture, lax internal discipline, and spiritual immaturity. What is sorely needed is spiritual discernment, the skill of separating divine truth from error. That is just spot on. I couldn't have said that any better in my own words. That's why I just chose to read it word for word there, because there is excellent truth listed in that. And it's exactly what John is telling us here. He's going to be focusing on your belief in this section that I've read. Believing in God's word and using it as your source of truth is vital to how you are going to survive all that is going to come against you, and particularly all that comes in Jesus' name. Satan is always going to be using whatever methods he can to tempt us, to distort the truth, and it can come in many forms. And I'm going to give some of those practical forms that you might be familiar with a little bit later on in our study today. In verse 1, we're to test everything, is what John says. You have to have a healthy balance of testing what you hear against what God's word says. It is far better to err on the side of caution and looking everything up rather than just saying, oh, it's Christian, it must be fine. I'm sure it's okay. It's got a fish on it, or they claim to be Christian, so I'm sure it's okay. And I'm gonna give you some examples of that. Christian music, that's a big one. There's all sorts of Christian music out there right now, such as Jesus Culture and things like that, that the music is not, it's going to sound like it's of God and that it's from biblical people. But when you look at those lyrics and then you go look up who those authors are and what they stand for, such as Jesus Culture, they are into a totally different gospel. They are into something totally contrary than what the Bible teaches. You have to test it. Another example is Christian movies. There's so many out there right now claiming to be Christian and to be something that you can watch with your family and that you can just share the gospel with other people. Well, when you watch some of those movies, they may seem fine on the outset, but here's a really good example. I know some of you are familiar with Todd Friel, and he was talking one time on Wretched about how he had gone to a movie and, you know, thought everything was really good and that the story had a lot of good points in it, but something was kind of off, but he wasn't for sure what. So they watched the credits at the end, and as it rolled up, it shows that this was done by the Church of Latter-day Saints. They were Mormons. And right then he was like, I knew it. I knew something was off, but I wasn't sure what. So again, he didn't just walk out and say, oh, it's a Christian movie. It's great. Go see it. No, he wanted to look further into it to see who was behind it. And that's a great example. Someone who says that they believe in Jesus, that's great. But you know what? You need to ask them which one. You need to probe a little further. We don't need to just take everything at face value because, as I just said, the Mormons claim to believe in Jesus. Other religions claim to believe in Jesus, but the Mormons have a different Jesus. It's not the Jesus of the Bible. So if somebody says, yeah, I just love God and I'm a Christian, I'm a believer, you need to go a little bit further with that and check into it and see what they mean by that. Some other examples of just claiming to be Christian and not, you know, not needing to test them or things like that. Well, that's going to be books. Books are a huge area where a lot of Christians are getting tripped up. Examples, The Shack, that is a New Age book. Circle Maker, it's talking about unbiblical practices. Jesus Calling, it's a New Age channeling book. There's all sorts of things like that. The Heavenly Tourism books, where we've got people coming and going from heaven back to earth and all of that. Well, here's a great example. Let me just show you how you can put 1 John into practice of what he's telling us here in chapter 4. Whenever you hear someone say they've gone to heaven and come back, just go test that against scripture. Let's look at Hebrews 9:27. And just as it is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Well, okay, scripture just told us that it's appointed once for man to die. So people that are claiming to have gone to heaven and come back, well, that's contrary to what scripture's teaching. And if you dig even further, we see that even Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, he did not even speak one word in scripture after that event had happened. That's a far cry from the, I'd say, publicity-driven agendas of these heavenly tourism books. Far cry from that. They are wanting to share all about their experience. But we know that Paul even spoke in like third person whenever he had gone to heaven. He didn't even want to talk about it. And Lazarus didn't even talk about it. So when we look at verse 3, that's telling us it's a warning. It's telling us not everything is of God. Evil rules supreme in this world and is among us. We must be good Bereans and be like what it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 through 22. And it tells us, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good, abstain from every form of evil. It's critical, ladies, for your protection not to fall into the traps. But I wanted you to just take heart because in verse 4 of our lesson today, it tells us, you have nothing to fear if you belong to him. Again, if you have the Holy Spirit, he will not let you go. He will protect you and he will give you discernment to stand the test, as we've already seen in chapter 2. Verses 5 and 6 of our lesson today, they remind us that those not of God will reject, distort, and pervert the truth. I want you to listen to verse 6 again. Let me read this. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this, we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That should remind you that those times when you try to share the truth and it's rejected, that's why. The world can't understand it. They can't grasp it. So I hope that verse actually encourages you rather than conflicting you. Because whenever you're in those situations, I know it can be so frustrating when it's like, I'm sharing truth and I'm sharing the Bible and this person is not listening to me. I don't understand why. I mean, it's crystal clear. Well, this is why. It tells us he who is not from God does not listen to us. That should be a real comfort in those times. Because when you start to see that happen, you can immediately say, okay, wait a minute. If they're not grasping this, it might possibly be that they aren't in the faith. And at that point, you might need to change your witnessing around to just sharing the gospel with them. Or they may just be a new babe in Christ and they're not fully getting it and you need to explain it a little bit further. But if you continue to do that and they just are still hardened to the truth and they don't get it, well, then go back to this verse and remind yourself that he who is not from God does not listen. So that should be a real comfort to you. I just want to encourage you as much as I can how important it is to be discerning. Do not let any form of false teaching into your life. Do not embrace it. Do not carry on with it once you have been warned about it. This is critical. I cannot tell you how many people I have seen fall into this trap where they just blindly ignore a warning about some sort of false teaching or false teacher that they are reading or that they are embracing. You have to be discerning. Take everything back to Scripture. Take everything back to the Word of God. And if it contradicts, then get rid of it. This is vital to your sanctification. I just wish I could stress this so much, and I hope it's coming through as clearly as I'm trying to make it on this recording of this lesson, because it is the one thing that I see ladies fall in their walk and in their sanctification more than any other. When they start to embrace false teaching, everything else starts to go by the wayside. And it's very, very vital that you apply this test to your life and test yourself and examine yourself to make sure you are in the faith. This test alone is such a critical one that you can use to make sure that you're in the faith and to be using as a believer. Once you've confirmed that and the Holy Spirit has confirmed that in you, then continue to use this test to grow in your sanctification so that you protect yourself from not being able to just be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, as Scripture tells us. I want you to really think about this test today. I want you to share this with other people that maybe are falling into the traps of being undiscerning, because it's so critical to our walk. And as our lives as believers, it is critical to how we're going to interpret everything that comes against us. You can find this lesson under the Bible Studies tab on naomistable.com, Lesson 15, Test 11, Do You Test Everything Against Scriptures?